power in this verse. Yeah. It says, this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. It's that word exousion again that we translate authority. Mm-hmm. And what a comfort that is, that you're part of the first resurrection, which I believe all believers will be, and also these tribulation saints that didn't receive the mark. It, the second death will have no power over us, no authority. And then it says, but they shall be priests of God, and Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. This word reign here is the same Greek word, except it's third person plural, and it's in the future tense, as the word he must reign in 1 Corinthians 15:25. So, you know, Christ is reigning now at the right hand of the Lord, but we shall reign with him for 1,000 years in the future. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question on that.
And how we're going to reign, I don't have a clue.
It pertains to that.
Clue is what we're going to be doing, but it says we're going to be reigning with Christ.
Yeah. So. We're going to be reigning. That's what we're going to be doing.
But it says only for 1,000 years. There's eternity after that. It doesn't mention reigning with Christ for eternity, but living with Christ. So the reign then must be for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth, because he displays his saints, right, over the earth. So that too, that reign is for the glory of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, because in the millennial, righteousness shall reign. And we know from other passages that if anything arises out of with unrighteousness, it will be taken away immediately. And so the believers of today and those of the tribulation display that holiness, that beautiness, that righteousness, which is under the reign of Christ. And so we will reign with him in the fact that righteousness and holiness shall be maintained and displayed in the believers. And anyone that remotely even violates the righteous reign of Christ shall be removed. Mm-hmm. But in the day after, righteousness shall dwell. Mm-hmm. It's not the thought of reigning, because there's nothing to reign over. The darkness and those of darkness and those of unrighteousness and deeds of unrighteousness will not appear there. So there's no thought of reigning, but nothing but pure dwelling in righteousness. Mm-hmm.